that some of the things that have transpired in the last couple of days has really been leading up to this point. How many remember getting prophetic words in your life? So raise your hand. If you've got the prophetic word, go ahead, Lord. How many here has had a prophetic word, but it hasn't come to pass yet? I guess everybody had the prophetic word come to pass. Praise God. Amen. God is faithful. Well, today, God sent a word this afternoon, this evening, that is a very profound word, and it's for this house. Amen. It's for the people of this house. It's for the pastors of this house. It's for the things that are about to transpire in this house and outside of it. And it's in Isaiah 55. And we're going to start at verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but waters the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. And the message, and I wrestled with the message, and the Lord said, a new season. A new season. God operates in cycles, seasons, and times. He operates by this principle for prophetic words to happen in your life. We have a timeline. You have the time you're born until you're with the Lord. You also have a timeline, no matter how old you are, from the time you are reborn until you go on to be with the Lord. It doesn't matter how old you are, but God's will be performed. His word will come to pass. Just like this house, myself, I've had to endure some seasons and cycles and timelines. Now, first off, we think of seasons. We think of what? Spring, summer, winter, and fall. We think of seed time. We think of growth time. We think of harvest time. And we think of a dormant state. In God, there is no set season. There is no set season. Sure, we have the moon and we have the sun and we have the heat and we have the cold. But in God, there are many different seasons to Him. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. For there are things that happen under heaven. There's a season. You know that song? It's the Yardbirds. Pastor Bill knows that better than I do. That was too young. That was awful. But everything in that the writer of Ecclesiastes talked about, we had to endure. Every single one of us have had to endure that particular season or go through something in that season. But there's also this thing that David talked about in the book of Psalms about the night season. Anybody know what I'm talking about when I say about the night season? Amen. When it comes to prophetic word, when you receive a prophetic word, depending on what God says to you, it depends on what the season is. Amen? I remember when Pastor Bill, I was telling him back in 2003, he gave me a word, called me out. He had dignitaries and pastors, and he looked over at me. Little old me. I ain't nobody. He called me out. Look at me. The man of God just called me out. He gave me a word. Do not touch me, peasant, for you are not worthy. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes when God puts a call in your life, it gets kind of tough. It gets hard. And then it gets harder. And then it gets harder. And then you hit that night season. And you're alone. And you're like, God, why? Why are you doing this to me? Because my word will not come back to me void. Two ways of doing it. You can either do it kicking, screaming, or the easy way. Well, I chose the hard way. Because I didn't think little old me had a call on it. Not concerned with the things that I did back in before 2001. I didn't think that. But you look at the season, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not, but waters the earth and makes it spring forth and bud. The water is from God. It's from heaven. And it waters whatever the word was that was given to you. The seed that was the sower. Pastor Bill was the sower. And he gave me that word. Now, I'm going to show my age. But this one, the kids, this is a cassette. And make sure you keep a pencil around any time that you use it, because you'll find out if you had it. I listened to this thing in my ninth season. It kept me going. You need to go back and redig that prophecy that you had back in your life. If it has not come to pass yet, do not fear. God is faithful in doing whatever it is that He said He was going to do. Just because it didn't come true now doesn't mean 5 or 6 years ago that it will not come true. God's a God of possible. God's a God of suddenly. And when God begins to move a suddenly on you, then you know that God's word is true. God also works in cycles. If you go back and look in Genesis chapter 17, God showed to Abraham. He said, and at this time, in the time of life, I shall return and I will give your wife Sarah seed. Well, see, that's where Abraham made a mistake. He laughed at God. So, the cycle begins, and he comes back at the exact same time. And he said that he told Sarah in chapter 18 that he was going to give her seed. This time she laughed at God. And then she lied about it. I didn't laugh. God said, oh, yes, you did. But I shall return. Then you have chapter 20 and then chapter 21. You look at the time frame between chapter 18 to chapter 21 when God fulfilled His word to give Abram and Sarah seed. Just because it's not been the full revolution of a cycle like you would think, in God, He will do what He pleases. There have been times where you can affect your prophecy because you weren't ready. There was words of prophecy spoken over this house that many men and women of God has talked about this house. This house had to go through a night season too. And sitting over there, I heard God say, Nehemiah. Nehemiah when he was rebuilding the wall. You see, Rock Church and myself, we have a past, but yet our past are fitted up into a time like this. God said that His season in for this house, my word will not come back to me void. I don't care how bad it looks or what the people look like. God said, I put this house here for a reason. This house was built on a XXX movie theater. He said, I took this area, and just because it doesn't look good right now doesn't mean I'm not finished.
Amen.
Just because it looks shallow, and the warfare, Pastor Bill, the warfare, you know when you got a good word is when you get warfare, you get buffeted by the enemy, you get persecuted, you get people looking at you differently. Oh, who do you think you are? Well, I don't know, but God said he wanted me. Who am I? But God will work a timeline and do everything he set out to do in a set season. Sometimes you don't even know what season that you are in. You really don't. Some, you might be in a dormant season where you just feel like, well, God ain't going to use me no more. Oh, woe is me. Oh, God don't love me no more. I don't know why God put me here. God ain't using me. God ain't talking to me. There's a reason why God is not talking to you, because God's preparing you for the next move in the season. I've been sowing seed in all this because God is testing you. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean that God does not care about you. It does not mean that the word did not come to pass. So many people, Pastor was talking about this, so many people have given up before the word come to pass. You are strong enough to endure whatever it is, because if God said that he's going to do it, you can take it to the bank, because he is going to do exactly as he said he's going to do. If he gave you a word, then you have a son or a daughter that is running from him. God's word is faithful. He will bring them back. God said this house will be a house of healing. God said this house will be a house that will break bondages off of people. Just because you don't see it don't mean it ain't going to happen. God had to allow some things to happen to this house. There was a lot of tradition that needed to be broken off. There was a lot of spiritual warfare that needed to be fought. There was need a lot of spiritual house cleaning. But just because it isn't growing don't mean God is not going to do what he said he's going to do. This is God's house. God can run this house better than we can. God can bring people in. God can bring 10 people out. His word will not return to him void. It will accomplish what it is he said about your life. It will accomplish what he said about this church. It will accomplish everything that it's set out to be. It may not look good. It may not smell good, but give it time. But give it time. It's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. If you look again, the sower plants the seed, but also produces wheat. You have to wait for it to grow. You got to wait for that word to take hold. You have to wait to get that word to grow. It's got to grow inside of you. That's why sometimes you have to listen to the word. You have to read the word. Pastor Bill can't hold your hand. He can't do it. He's got enough to worry about. You have to do some things on your own. That's what God wants you to do. Amen. I've heard many words come from this pulpit from men and women of God, and I've seen so many people fall short. It wasn't because they weren't worthy. It's because they gave up. They gave up. Jesus said, when he talked about the parable of the seed, some who receive it, and then the heat comes, and then the seed dies. We've seen it. Then there's some where the seed takes root. You see them sprout up. You see them all the time. They come in like a ball of glory. But then the heat starts and they wither away. You don't see them no more. What happened to them? I don't know. And then you have those that the seed falls on good solid soil. Then those are the ones that are going to hang around. Those are the ones that you want to be around, because they're going to be the ones that's going to be on so much of a fire. You're going to have people come through that door. They don't know why Pastor Bill. They don't know why they're coming. They're just going to show up. Yeah. And they're not going to experience anything like this before, because you're going to feel the manifested presence of God inside this house. You're going to have church services that are going to go from and I don't have the 4 to 5 to 6 hours. You're going to have people laying prostrate on across the floor because the presence of God is so powerful they can't even stand up. The singers and the musicians are going to hit the one note, and you're going to have the presence, glory of God to where Pastor Bill can't even talk. It's coming. And it's coming suddenly. God's not playing no more. This house is here for a reason and for this season. And all the times that we see on the news and everything that's going on in this world, people are looking for a real manifestation of God, and when God shows up in this place, and He's coming. God is coming to this house. See, God took His hand off this house. God did it. God took His hand off this house. He wanted to draw back because He wanted to see what the people were going to do. And when things started going awry, more people left. And then when Pastor Bill took over, Pastor Bill was here, and then he looked, and people were still leaving. And they didn't want change. We wanted the way back was the way it was. We don't want to change, Pastor Bill. Even though we got a word that said, God's going to make this a house of healing. Well, you can't heal if you're not healed. You can't heal if you're not healed. You can't. How many people have ever been taken through the healing of the memory? Come on. You know you're still carrying some stuff. How can you have compassion if you don't have any compassion? Come on now. You've got to have the healing of the members. And this is a new season, and God is doing new things. And that's what He wants to do here at this house. Here at Rock Church of Petersburg, He wants to do new things. He wants to raise up new ministries. He wants to raise up young men and women that's going to go forward, who's going to be able to preach the gospel, who's going to be able to take the hotel across the street, who's going to be able to go over to the trailer park and present Jesus like you've never seen before. But a lot of the times when we're in a season, we're stuck in that season. God wants us to move forward. He doesn't want us to sit out and sit down. Like we know, the hands and feet. The hands and feet of Jesus. A lot of people want to be in the body, but nobody wants to do anything. To be blessed, you've got to be a blessing. Yes. To be a believer, you've got to believe yourself. Yes. It's easy to come in and play church, but it's another thing to be the church. We got to be the church. We got to be able to encourage people even when we're not feeling it. When we're in a season of despair or a season of guilt or a season or something, we got to understand that sometimes we got to make that choice. Are we going to serve God? Are we going to wait on God? The word on this cassette was back in 2003. Here it is, 2022. Destiny fulfilled. Amen. I shouldn't be here right now. I honestly should not be here. My wife is there. My wife. That's another testimony right there of God. Like Abraham. I'm old and well stricken in age. My wife and I, God bless us with a 2-year-old. Amen. I've never had a testimony like that before. Of course, I'm old and can't keep up with the 2-year-old, but praise God. Give me strength. Amen. Amen. But if God is doing this new thing in a new season, then why are we still stuck in the same season? We're moving into a different world. We're moving into a different place. God's got something going on in this house. You may not see it now, but when God moves on us suddenly in this house, when God moves and suddenly in this house, you're going to know it. It's not going to be like it was. God isn't a God of yesterday. God's a God today. God is a God tomorrow. God wants us to be the body of Christ. See, while a lot of churches are still closed and still doing Facebook, God allowed this church to stay open. There's a reason. There is a reason. There is a reason. Because when the rubber meets the road, and people are so hungry for God, a lot of these big churches aren't going to be open. Who's going to minister to them? These doors were open because God placed this house here. Because of Petersburg, He placed it. Because if you look at what has happened to Rock Church, look at Petersburg. Is there any kind of correlation? Yes, there is. In 2004, we had a program that was called Prayer for Petersburg. And Petersburg was flourishing. Petersburg was being rebuilt, reborn, and you can see that the hand of God was on it. And in that season of prosperity, God said, okay, all right. Let's see what happens when I leave. Well, God said, I'm coming back. Amen. It's been too long, people. When God said His word of prophecy over this house, He also said it over top of the people, too. Do not give up on the word of the Lord. It will do what it said it set out to do. I don't care how bad you feel right now. God is a God of now. And His word will not come back to Him void. Amen. And it may not look good now, but I can guarantee you, this time next year, you're going to see the hand of God move so strongly and so, you're not going to be able to deny it. The naysayers are not going to be able to deny it. And those who wanted this church closed will not be able to deny it. The enemy has been fighting this house for a long time. And God said, not so. This is my house. And He will move on the time that He says He will move. But you got to be patient and wait. You got to be patient and wait, saints. Don't make that mistake. Be ready for that season. Be ready for the shift. Be ready for the move. That's what God is saying tonight. Because God's word will not come back to Him void in this house. It's a house of healing. And you've got to believe what the word of the Lord said. If God said this house is a house of healing, you can know that people walk through that door, that people will be healed. And I'm talking healing of memories, healing of their body. We're going to see even the cripple get out of the wheelchair. We're going to see the mentally ill heal. We're going to see the deaf to hear. We're going to see the blind to see. That's the kind of miracle working God that I believe in. But you've got to believe in the season. If God has given you a word of prophecy in this house, take it to the bank. It will come to pass. But you've got to be here to see it. You've got to be here to see it. Because God is a God of the suddenly. And His word will not come back to Him void. And God said that I'm reclaiming this area. The Lord also said that He is claiming Petersburg. For the Lord says that the time is now. The Lord also said that my house will be the house on the light of the hill. I will be so bright in this house that even the people around it will know that I am here, says the Lord. You will be able to feel my presence. You will not want to leave, says the Lord. There will be new people come flooding through the doors, but prepare yourself for them. For they may not look like you, they may not act like you, and they may not be able to do the things that you do. But minister to them, says the Lord. For you are my people, and I will do these things, says the Lord. Even I said back in years ago that it has not come to pass, but the Lord said, I will start today. You will know that I am here in this house. You will know that I will move in your life. You will know that I will begin to work that that word of prophecy that was spoken over you. Even though you might think it's not right, the Lord said, I'm still with you. There's a few of them that I can pray for your children to come back. The Lord says they are. Just give them time. Don't beat them up over the head. The Lord said, I will bring them back by my power. The Lord said that you've got issues, you got bills, and you don't know. The Lord said, don't worry, I'll make a way. The Lord also said that to some that you've got a medical diagnosis, and the Lord said, whose report do you believe? The word of prophecy will come back out of this house. God said that there is mantles that are laying here that he's waiting for people to pick up. The Lord said that there's mighty mantles that have been left behind because the mighty men and women of God left them here. And God said, I'm looking for people who's going to pick them up. God also said that just because you may not be able to preach or to teach, God said, I'm going to use you anyway. God said, I'm going to remove some things in your life and the obstacles that are in your life. I know that there are some that are sitting in here. God said, he knows. He knows. You've been crying in the night season. You've been asking God to remove a few things. I'm not going into details, but the Lord said, I'm removing them starting tonight. I'm removing the obstacles in your way that you've been dealing with for years. And God said also, there are some you've been looking for some relief. And God said, I'm bringing relief starting tonight. Amen. The Lord also says in this house, in this hour, that some of you, you're looking for ways to pay the bills. And God said, don't worry, I got it. Because God said, I'm going to start moving suddenly in this life. And you're going to start seeing God move in a way like you've never seen before in this house. And you're going to start seeing God birth ministries, Pastor Bill. You're going to start seeing more men and women of God standing up and taking the workload off of you. And they're going to have your mind. God said, it's time for you to rest, men of God. He said, it's time to rest, and I'm going to fill you again. And I'm going to flood you with a fresh spirit, with a fresh anointing in this new season that's coming in right now. And God said, I'm not doing this tomorrow, next week, or next year, but God says, I'm going to do suddenly. And watch what God has to say. How many believe that tonight?
Amen.
How many pray for God to start doing what people have said? How many more wait for God to move on your behalf? Then give God a shout of praise. God is preparing this house. He's preparing the people. He's already laid the foundation. He's fixed it up.
Yeah.
Amen. But God wants those with prophetic. Don't give up. Don't give up. I don't care how long you seem to take it takes. Don't give up. Because you're tied to this house. And the prophecy that you have is tied to this house. And when this new season begins, you will see every word of prophecy fulfilled. Your destiny will be fulfilled. Amen. God bless you, everybody. I told Pastor Bill, I won't go on you for so long. Amen.